prepare for a whole new sporting experience. This is Sports Planet.
They are the Amazons who light up our lives and television screens with their incredible performances. From track and field to tennis, basketball, and countless other sports, they have given their all to bring glory, fame, and fortune to their families and their nations. They have surmounted incredible cultural and religious obstacles to become global icons and superstars. Yet, they are not truly recognized or given an equal pride of place. And although attitudes are changing, there is still a long way to go before sportswomen are regarded as an integral part of Nigerian sport. Because we all agree that a world without women does not even bear thinking about. A world without women simply would not exist. Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. Today is International Women's Day, and so we'll be dedicating the entire program to our women. And so we'll be talking to one of Nigeria's finest sportswomen, figuratively and literally speaking, of course, Super Falcons defensive stalwart Onome Ebi. My name is Tunde Koike. We'll take a short break and we'll be right back. For over a decade, Super Falcons defender Onome Ebi has passionately pursued a career as a professional footballer. This has seen her win 3 Africa Women's Cup of Nations titles and play at 4 FIFA Women's World Cups. She has also taken her football career to countries like Turkey, Sweden, and Belarus. Her story is one that inspires a new generation of young women dreaming of a career as professional sportswomen. And in honor of International Women's Day, we had an interesting chat with an extraordinary woman.
This is Sports Planet.
You are regarded as one of Nigeria's most high-profile female footballers. You've won a lot of medals in the colors of Nigeria, played extensively in different countries. But I have to start from the beginning. How did you get into football? And what was your family response when you told them that this was what you wanted to do?
I can't even say how I got into football. I just find myself playing with guys. So for my family, they weren't that supportive. I would say then was like 20-30%. But after some challenges and all that, they just have to let me play.
But at what point did you know that you wanted to make a career out of playing football?
I think that was when I was in secondary school, when we went for this principal cup and our team won. So I found out that yes, I can play this professional, and that was when.
Well, you've also, like I said, you've played in so many countries. You've played in Turkey, you've played in Sweden, you've played also in Belarus. But at what point did you make that transition? How did you go about making that transition from domestic football to international football?
Like I said, I never, but yeah, when I started playing in Nigeria, like for my team in Bayelsa, I really wish that I would go outside and play professional football, because then I was looking up to Florence Omagbemi and Mercy Akide. They were playing in the US then, and I was like, yes, I want to be like them, I want to play outside. So when I got a contact to go play in Turkey, I kind of hesitated because I was scared to go outside Nigeria, but with people advising me and telling me it's going to be fine, so that was how I decided to go.
Okay, so how has it been, the life of a female international footballer playing in different countries, far away from home and loved ones? How difficult or how easy has this been?
It's difficult and it's sweet. Difficult part is you don't have to see your family like often, and all you do is communicate through a phone or Skype or social media, whatever. So that's the difficult part, and making new friends as well, difficult part. But the joy of playing in a very smooth environment, smooth pitch, all facilities you want, you get, you know, treated like a queen when you're playing. Nah, that's the sweet part of it, and you know, getting what you went there for, the money aspect. That's the.
You mentioned the money. Would you say female international female football is lucrative?
I would say yes, yeah, because you can't compare. I would say yes.
Okay. You also play for Nigeria national teams, rising through the ranks from the junior teams to the senior national team. Over 50 caps for Nigeria. What is your most abiding, your greatest memory or your greatest achievements playing for Nigeria?
Greatest moment, I would say when I first won the Nations Cup. That's my greatest moment. And I have a moment I don't want to remember again. Yeah, sure. It's when I first made the team to the World Cup, like 2003 in the US. I made a lot of blunders. Like, I even caused a goal. So that was my worst moment playing football that I won't even forget. Yeah.
But the one that the whole of Nigeria remembers is you holding your arm and, you know, writhing in agony in the final of the Women's African Women's Nations Cup in 2016, playing through the pain barrier. How would you describe that moment, despite everything that you'd gone through, being the underdogs in the final and going through all that and winning the trophy?
I would say, I won't say it's anything of pain or whatever. I would say it's something that motivates me like more. I've never had injury that took me out of the field for more than a month, but now I've been outside for 3 months. I would say this is like a new beginning for me. Like what's happening to me right now, it's what I've never thought of in my entire life. Even when playing and enjoying whatever, I never thought I'll have this moment that I'm having now with my new management team, Tempo management team. Like, it's a new start for me, and I don't think without this injury I would be able to get to this position I am today. So I give God the glory for it happening and taking me to a new start.
Thank you. Let's come to Koye. Koye, could you please introduce yourself and tell us what it is that you do?
Okay. Koye Shuaimo. I am the head of sports at the Temple Management Company.
Oh. Well, Koye, you are in charge of Onome's career now, as it were. How easy or how difficult has it been working with Onome, and what exactly is the plan for her?
I'll take the first question. How easy has it been working with her? I think for somebody like Onome, and the relationship that we've been able to establish as a management company with her has been one of, I guess, let's say, a marriage made in heaven, because everything has worked smoothly. Since her injury, we've come on board and we've looked to build a brand image around her, and everything we're portraying around her is essentially telling her story, a story which essentially will inspire future generations, but at the same time it will also give her that self-belief that she's a role model to aspiring female footballers. As a management company, we are taking care of essentially everything around her career, in terms of identifying her next career move in terms of club, looking at developing a brand image, providing her with legal services, financial, PR. So essentially the worries are lifted off her. She has now walked into Temple where she has a family.
Sorry, Koye, I have to ask this question. Why Onome? Could have been, there are countless of Nigerian sportsmen and women, but why Onome?
I'll be very honest. When I got introduced to Onome, it was through a journalist, Tanner from The Punch, and he told me a little bit about her, and the rest was for me to go and do my own research. I went online, read a lot about her, and there was just some motivational story coming out from everything that I've read. She was portrayed as a champion, and for us that's essentially what we're looking at. In terms of talents, we're looking at exceptional and we're looking at champions that we can actually further build them as legacy builders in the long run.
Okay, thank you so much. But Anamet, final question to you. Countless Nigerian women footballers, young girls who aspire to making a career out of international sport themselves, hoping to follow your footsteps, what would be your advice for all these young women?
My advice to them would be they should focus on what they really want to be. If they want to be a footballer, they should give all out to it. Like, what I would advise all people that are coming up is work hard and play hard. And they shouldn't be discouraged with whatever comes their way, because there are so much challenges, like so much different, I can't even mention. But they should just hold firm and keep working at the real, the where they're going. The person that is going to take them to their, where they really want to be, will come. They should not give up.
No, maybe. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Sports Planet will be right back. Stay tuned.
And here is where we bring down the curtains on today's episode of Sports Planet. Sports Planet is a production of Complete Sports Studios, and it reaches you on this station on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You can send me all your sports views, questions, and comments on Twitter, or just follow me at Babatunde Koiki. And for more sports stories from all across the world, please get your daily copy of Complete Sports from your vendor, or visit www.completesportsnigeria.com, and you can click on the Sports Planet button on the website to listen to this episode or previous episodes of the show from our podcast archives. My name is Tunde Koiki, and in honor of International Women's Day, we'd like to dedicate today's show to all the wonderful women all over the world who are working hard and chasing their dreams, especially Nigerian women. You may be one person in this big world, but you have the ability to impact monumental change through your voice and actions. Don't ever underestimate your capacity for influence. Never quit.